Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning and glad to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and join us for worship again. Don't forget that we have our Wednesday Lenten services this week at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. That's why it's a Wednesday Lenten service, because it's on Wednesday. The topic this week, our overall theme is things the Bible doesn't say. And our topic this week is God needed another angel. Our meal is at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, so if you would like to come early and join us for a fellowship meal, that would be at 6. Today is just about your final deadline for ordering an Easter lily. The deadline's actually tomorrow at noon, so this is about as close as you can get, so take advantage of that today. You'll also find in your bulletin, we've been talking about providing the church with some contact information in case of emergency. You'll find a sheet to help you do that in your bulletin. You can put those in the offering plate. You can put them on Debbie's desk. You can stick them somewhere. We'll find them. But anyway, get them to us however you can. That would be very helpful in case something were to happen. Jonathan. I saw you in here earlier. There you are.
Just like the item mix up. So today we'll have a group of Christ Kids and Sunshine Kids going out to Devour Farm. So that'll be really fun. Some kids will go meet with Jim, the music dude, and have a little bit of time with him, just about 10 minutes. Then we'll meet over by the fellowship hall. Parents, especially
thank you, Jonathan. Just so the congregation knows, I've been hanging out with you way too much. As you go to the Bowers Farm this afternoon, I hope you have a moving experience.
That was utterly ridiculous.
Utterly ridiculous. Do y'all miss Sarah as much as I do? All right, let us prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of heaven and earth, you come in close and make us yours. Equip us by your Spirit to confess our sin, embrace your forgiveness, and seek the way you set before us in your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
With honesty of heart, let us confess our sin. Merciful God, forgive us. Our will is handcuffed to sin, and we cannot break free. We have spoken when we should have kept quiet. We were silent when we should have said something. We acted when we knew better. We were still when we knew we should have moved. For the wrong we have done, for the good we have failed to do, have mercy on us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to heal us and set us free. In God's mercy, you are forgiven. In God's love, you have life. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of compassion, you welcome the wayward and you embrace us all with your mercy. By our baptism, clothe us with garments of your grace and feed us at the table of your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. Do y'all recognize what this might be? It's a genie lamp. Yes, yes. If you rub it, a genie's going to pop out. And no, it's my genie lamp. But my question I want to know is, if you had three wishes, what would you wish for? Oh, I heard one of them say, all the puppies in the world. Anything else? You don't have anything you'd wish for? $1 million? Pizza? $1 billion. Something that would last you through life. That would. A mansion? Okay. All right. Anybody else got anything you want? Boy, y'all are pretty satisfied. That's all I got to say. No chocolate? No nothing? It's pretty hard when you think you only got three wishes. What you want, you don't want to waste them. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, we talked about if you had three wishes, what would you do? My third wish was always for three more wishes. You know, and but it doesn't ever work that way, I don't think. But anyway, so I was thinking about this lamp this week because in our gospel lesson, we have a story of a boy who had some wishes. First of all, he wished for some money. And so he asked his father for it. And then he wanted to travel over the world. And so he took the money he got and traveled around. And then he wanted, his third wish was to be his own boss, not to have anybody tell him what to do. And do you know what? He did that one too. And he got to the end of all of those. And do you know what? He wasn't happy. You know what he really wanted to do? Go back home. Go back home. That was his wish. But he knew by getting all that money from his father beforehand and stuff, he just couldn't go back home just like he was. So he said, I'll go back home like a servant. But the father welcomed him back, and the boy got the best wish of all granted. He knew that no matter what he did, his father was going to love him. That's a pretty good wish, to be loved, isn't it? I wish the rest of my life I would be loved and cared for. And you know what? Well, Jesus told that story to let us know that God always loves us. No matter what, God loves us. So we can wish for $1 billion or a mansion or something to get us through life or pizza or all the puppies in the world. We can wish for any of those things. But the real thing we want is to know we're loved, and the good news today is God does love us just that way. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your amazing grace and love for us. Help us to say thank you and to remember we are always yours. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Bye.
A reading from Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt." And so that place is called Gilgal to this day. While the Israelites were camped in Gilgal, they kept the Passover in the evening on the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day they ate the produce of the land. And the Israelites no longer had manna. They ate the crops of the land of Canaan that year. The word of the Lord. A reading from 2 Corinthians. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country, and there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare, but here I am dying of hunger? I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. And then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated. Once there was a sign posted about a lost dog. There was a big cash reward for whoever found the lost dog and a description of the dog. It said, "He's only got three legs. He's blind in the left eye. He's missing a right ear. His tail has been broken off, and he was neutered accidentally by a fence, and he's almost deaf. Answers to the name of Lucky." Perhaps of all the parables that Jesus told, the parable of the prodigal son speaks most closely to our hearts. Perhaps there have been times in each of our lives when we have come to ourselves and realized that things had to change. Perhaps there have been times when we have had our eyes opened to our real situation and to the ways we have made the bed we are lying in, and that we need help to extricate ourselves from the mess we have made. Perhaps there have been times when we have come to that crisis moment when we had no choice but to depend on grace and mercy, when all we wanted to do was to go home. The youngest boy in the story found himself in just that situation, and he resolved to go home to his father. We know that part of the story. But then we come to the astonishing thing. This father whom the boy had abandoned in search of his own devices, isn't sitting high and lofty, waiting with a condescending attitude. No, he's out on the porch, actively looking for his son, peering off into the distance, hoping and praying to see his son again. And when the boy appears far off, the father leaves his house and runs to the boy and welcomes the boy back. There's a wild party and celebration. And then comes the older boy, jealous and sulking and begrudging his father's love for this wayward son. Once again, the father leaves the house and seeks out this other son and brings him home in love too. And the truth is, the story isn't about either of these two spoiled, rotten boys. No, the story is about the father, about his unending love for his sons, about his mercy and forgiveness and compassion and grace. And Jesus says, that's what God's like. Maybe like the youngest son, we need to move beyond our past and return to God. Maybe like the older son, we need to get beyond our complacency and what we think we deserve. Maybe like both of them, we need to come home. I tell a lot of stories up here, but I have to say that this is one of my favorites. It was written by Max Lucado, and it's called simply, Come Home. The small house was simple but adequate. It consisted of one large room on a dusty street. It was a comfortable home, and Maria and her daughter, Christina, had done what they could to add color to the gray walls and warmth to the hard dirt floor. Maria's husband had died when Christina was an infant. The young mother, stubbornly refusing to remarry, got a job and set out to raise her young daughter. Though Maria's salary as a maid afforded a few luxuries, it was reliable and it did provide food and clothes. And now Christina was old enough to get a job to help out. Although she was beautiful, with an infectious personality, Christina had no thought of marriage in the village. Instead, she spoke often of going to the city. She dreamed of trading her dusty neighborhood for exciting adventures and city life. Just the thought of this horrified her mother. Maria was always quick to remind Christina of the harshness of the streets. People don't know you there. Jobs are scarce and life is cruel, she would say. And besides, if you went there, what would you do for a living? Maria knew exactly what Christina would do or would have to do for a living. That's why her heart broke when she awoke one morning to find her daughter's bed empty. Maria knew immediately where her daughter had gone. She also knew immediately what she must do to find her. She quickly threw some clothes in a bag, gathered up all her money, and ran out of the house. On her way to the bus stop, she entered a drugstore to get one last thing: pictures. She sat in the photograph booth, closed the curtain, and spent all she could on pictures of herself. With the purse full of small black and white photos, she boarded the next bus to Rio de Janeiro. Maria knew Christina had no way of earning money. She also knew that her daughter was too stubborn to give up. When pride meets hunger, a human will do things that were before unthinkable. Knowing this, Maria began her search. Bars, hotels, nightclubs, any place with a reputation for streetwalkers or prostitutes, she went to them all. And at each place, she left her picture, taped on a bathroom mirror, tacked in a hotel bulletin board, fastened to a corner phone booth. And on the back of each photo, she wrote a note. It wasn't too long before both the money and the pictures ran out, and Maria had to go home. The weary mother wept as the bus began its long journey back to her small village. It was a few weeks later that young Christina descended the hotel stairs. Her young face was tired. Her brown eyes no longer danced with youth, but spoke of pain and fear. Her laughter was broken. Her dream had become a nightmare. 1,000 times over, she had longed to trade these countless beds for her secure pallet. Yet the little village was, in many ways, too far away. She had reached the bottom of the stairs, and as she did, her eyes noticed a familiar face. She looked again, and there on the lobby mirror was a small picture of her mother. Christina's eyes burned and her throat tightened as she walked across the room and removed the small photo. Written on the back was this compelling invitation: "Whatever you have done, whatever you have become, it doesn't matter. Please come home." People of God, whatever you have done, whatever you have become, it doesn't matter. God's love and mercy and grace is there for you. That's the kind of God we have. Remember that dog in the beginning? He had been through quite a lot, but his name was Lucky, and he was, because he has an owner who loves him and wants him back. So do we. Amen.
Thank you. sound that saved a wretch.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. In the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. I got one. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being our friend. Oh, how often we need to cling to you, to draw strength and support and help and hope from you. Thank you for being there for us always. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being a friend we can count on in times of joy and in times of need. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, you are the friend of sinners. What an incredible gift that is. We are sorry for the ways we have damaged our relationship, the hurt we have caused others, and the hurt we have caused you. Forgive us. Renew us. Welcome us home in your love and grace. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Savior, in those times when we need you the most, we know you are there. Be with all those who are sick, those in sorrow, those alone or afraid, those in danger, those who are hungry, the oppressed, and the forgotten. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, living God, lead us now to look and act beyond these walls. Help us to live as you lived, offering ourselves sacrificially for others and for their good. As you reach your love to us, may we reach in that love to others. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. People Israel through the desert and joined us in our desert, pouring out your life for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, death, and resurrection, we await your salvation for all this thirsty world. Pour out your Spirit on this holy food and on all the baptized gathered for this feast. Wash away our sin, that we may be revived for our journey by the love of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Thank you. Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Tender and merciful one, at your feast you fed us who brought nothing, turning our emptiness into joy. Filled with your abundant grace, send us now to be ministers of reconciliation, mending broken hearts, working for justice, and striving for peace among all people. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
different.